Hello, how can I help you?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling you from a National Opinion Survey. Trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions for the survey, sir.
Yeah, Steve, what kind of survey are you doing, and is it political? Is it medical? What is this?
I believe it's mostly political, sir.
Okay, what's your question? What's your point?
Oh, okay. So, well, let me go ahead and start the survey. So,
hold on a second, sir. Let me sit in my car. Like I'm in the middle of the street. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you gotta be somewhere safe.
What organization do you represent?
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I don't know. I'm not told so that, you know, so that way I don't influence on your opinions.
You're not going to influence my opinion either way, sir. But go ahead and continue with your survey if I want to participate. Let me know what you're talking about.
All right, perfect. So I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. And the nation, your answers, your name was chosen at random, and your your individual answers are confidential. So yes, are you? Am I speaking to the person named Johnny on the list?
You are speaking with Johnny, yes, sir.
Thank you. First, are you
JOHXYZ? Go ahead. What's your question, sir?
Thank you. First, and are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly?
Again, I told you I was getting in my car so I could talk to you safely, sir. So you can reconfirm that. I'm going to reconfirm it again. I'm in my car talking safely.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing, we are representing everybody. May I ask you, may I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
I'm a black individual that my grandmother was raped and I'm 30% white.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. So next. And may I ask, what is your age?
My age is 74.
Thank you, sir. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress?
1,000%.
So definitely we'll vote then. Thank you, sir.
1,000%, sir.
1,000. Let me add right here also. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and Congress election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote
hey,
this
sir.
Year. And, yes,
10. I'm always voting at 10.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
You know, that's a tough question. I'm very satisfied that we can control our own destiny. So the answer is I'm satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? I like strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Joe Biden doing an extraordinary job, sir. Stop hating.
No, I'm just reading the... I'm just reading the question, sir. Sorry.
I'm just saying, I'm just making editorial comments. Stop fucking hating. That's all.
All right. Thank you.
Stop hating.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm nor cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first person is Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, I'm in the no hate zone, sir. I'm about 50-50.
50-50, thank you.
To 100.
Thank you, sir. Let me ask you, Joe Biden.
Same thing, man. You know, politicians are a dime a dozen. I'm 50-50 with all politicians.
Thank you. The Republican Party?
50-50.
Thank you.
All I know is this. There is no really two-party system in America, so it really don't matter.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And the Democratic Party?
I'm a little more favorable towards the Democratic Party. I'd give them a 60.
All right. Thank you, sir. And J.D. Vance?
I don't know J.D. Vance, so I'm confused. It's just, he's just a weird candidate, same with the other one.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. And then Donald Trump?
Zero.
All right. Thank you.
I don't know how a pervert got in the White House, but we got it.
Thank you. And Tammy Baldwin?
Who?
Tammy Baldwin.
Oh, you saying, I think sound you saying Patty Baldwin, but you said Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah, Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y.
I give Tammy a 60 out of 100.
Oh, okay, thank you. And Project 2025?
Project 2025, mm-hmm. That's different. I'm not aware of all the different facets of that, so at this point, I'm giving it a zero.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Meaning toward white supremacy.
All right. Thank you. And the next one, it says, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Democrat.
Let me stop you there. Why are you raising up names of people that are idiots, man? I'm voting for Kamala Harris. Point blank, and the rest of those guys don't even come on the Richter scale. Why are they even on your survey? What idiot wrote this survey?
I really don't know. They just have it right here. All those.
They're wasting American public time with this survey. But go ahead, sir. That's just my personal opinion. And I know it don't count to you or because it's just a piece of paper.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. So next one is. Kennedy's. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing. Reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, and 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0, it means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. So the first statement right here, this November we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. This election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn on country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that is sorely needed. So from 0 to 10, how would you think it's...
That sounds like Kamala Harris's speech, man. Come on, stop playing. That shit's crazy. It sounds real good. It sounds real good. Politicians have said it before. And I don't know if she's promising 2 cars in every garage and a house and all that, but Kamala got the momentum, so I'm giving her 100 or 10, whatever the hell you want to say.
Okay, 10. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Next one says, in November, we have a simple choice, Kamala Harris, the prosecutor versus Donald Trump. The convicted felon, as district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represents middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career and will support, with our support, she'll do it again in November. How convincing is this from a 0 to 10?
Is that supposed to be a question or a political campaign slogan?
It's a statement. Basically, based on this statement, if you feel like this is convincing for you to vote for her from 0 to 10, 10, very convincing, 5, somewhat convincing, or 0, not at all convincing.
Just say it's a factor, but it's not so much her. it's what she's running against that's scary.
Okay. So, what would you give her as this for this statement? Do you think it's something that is convincing or not convincing?
I'm lukewarm on that. I'm lukewarm. Mainly because we got an electorate people out here that are just insane. So I don't think that really makes a difference to half the American people. I'm just saying. To me, it's a big thing to have morals and ethics and that, but shit, our black young voters are going to get, I don't know, seduced by the white supremacy somehow. I don't get it.
Well, yeah,
total disrespect for black women. The stuff I seen about Kamala Harris on social media would make your hair catch on fire. And these are about black people.
Oh. Then, yeah, so from the statement then, how convincing do you think is this to vote for her from 0 to 10?
I would give it a 5. Superficial.
Thank you. Next one, while Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and help pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. So this is statement from a 0 to 10. How will you vote?
I would give it a 10, but I don't give Harris credit for that. I give the Democratic Congress administration and Biden credit for that. I mean, sure, she's the vice president, but how you guys are campaigning, and that sounds like a Harris-leaning survey, but, you know, it's a little disingenuous.
Yeah, like you say, it's basically a group work, not just one person. That's true.
That's right. Giving her a lot of credit to Trump or wear that shit out. Excuse the language.
No worries. So sometimes over the course of survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. Once more, if the elections for president were held today and the candidate were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I would vote against a racist white supremacist that lies all the time. If that don't explain to you who I'm talking about, because Kamala Harris is both Indian and black, and maybe some other heritage in her DNA, we need to move forward. This survey is garbage.
I think so.
You're talking to people that's already in the choir, I think. And you need to talk to some of them Republicans to find out what the hell they're thinking.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's true.
Really?
That's true. That's why this survey helps a lot. And
I don't know if it's helping you because, like, people feel toward Trump, people felt the same way toward Marion Barry when he got set up smoking crack when all he wanted was sex. And so I think you got to, there's some work that needs to be done. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. Kamala Harris got to sharpen her message to the people. I wish I was her advisor. She'd win by a landslide. Because if not, she's going to struggle. She might barely win, which would be a damn shame, unfortunately.
All right. Thank you, sir. So the next statement reads, and once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November. On
again, I'm 100%, I'm 2,000% motivated because my grandmother got raped by a white man and I'm 30% white in America with white 1% Neanderthal, which makes me go crazy. So you got my answer.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Now I'm going to read I want to read to you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in the 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, and 5 means it's somewhat convincing to reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any numbers between 0 to 10. So there are some reasons and some statements right here, and you can let me know from 0 to 10 how convincing this is to vote for the elections. So the first one says Donald Trump is a mega Republican. They have a plan they call the Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Donald Trump a dictator. The plan will give the president new and unchecked power, transforming the government into a weapon for MAGA and use against its enemy, and reshape America. It eliminates the Department of Education and Social Security as we know it, bans abortion without exceptions, and rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, while giving some tax breaks to the wealthy. It sets up mass deportations and gives the military the power to break up protests. We must vote to stop Project 2025. So based on this reason, how motivated are you to vote for the 2024 elections?
I'm always 1,000, sir.
Thank you. Next one, it says, banning Muslims and deporting people of colors, that's what Trump's American will look like if he gets back in power. Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct the largest mass deportation in American history. This will be involved military-style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and the violence of both human rights and the rights of American citizens. To stop his inhumane and evil act, there is only one solution: vote to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. From 0 to 10, how will you vote on this one?
You're asking me to vote on a guy that's unfit to serve country and did an act of treason? I mean, why are we even in this conversation? I don't get it. I would say he's an existential threat to the world, and Jim would be the answer, sir.
Oh, okay, thank you, sir. So next statement, it reads, a second Trump presidency means taking us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking voting rights, destroying all attempts to hold police accountable for any misconduct, and erasing the history of racism and slavery from school textbooks. Trump is a threat to our safety and the advancements that past generations fought and died for. We can't go backwards. It's our responsibility to use our political powers to protect our future. So from 0 to 10, how would you vote on this one?
I would give it a 10, but you need to tell Kamala's campaign people to focus on young black males, not essentially the white males that are Republicans. You need to reach out to Republicans. Not to us. Come on.
All right, thank you, sir.
Young black men, Republicans, and white females that believe in their reproductive rights, and if their daughter got raped by a black man, would they want that baby? Hell no. So, bottom line is, it's a decent survey, but all you're doing is giving Kamala Harris points. In the survey, it's kind of this survey is somewhat shaded, sir.
Oh, I do understand what you're saying. I agree with everything you say, sir. That's the only thing we're doing is just reading this. As you said, somebody who wrote this is the
person. They need to not focus on people like me. They need to focus on people that are sitting there undecided, thinking that Democrats been sitting on their ass all these years and need to be more proactive and get things done. Because we see that rich people, like you said, Donald Trump is giving all these rich people these super tax breaks, which that's true. He has done that. We need to get those same results for the poor and the middle class. So whatever Kamala could do, She got to get off her ass and start working, man, because I got her back. Right. Don't tell her I've been it that way, because I respect her so much.
No worries about that one, sir. And next one, almost finished. We are about to finish this survey. It says, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidate were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Man, I'm telling you, that's a real easy decision. And Amoeba would pick Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you.
I'm a little bit above Amoeba, so just tell me.
And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting for in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November.
It's the same, again, it's the same in all elections, sir. It's like 1,000%.
Okay, thank you.
Because my mother and grandmother were slaves, and we never had the chance to read or write, and now we got that. We got to exercise.
That's true. Thank you.
We were brought to this country to be ignorant. And look, we done went through colleges, got degrees, worked on jobs. Man, we can't go back.
That's true. You guys, the only thing is left to do is go forward. Thank you, sir. And switching
gears.
Where
we got to go forward?
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
PhD.
Okay, thank you, sir. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated?
Widow.
Thank you.
Widowed.
Oh, yeah, that is great. It's a widower.
My wife died due to the health system that we currently have and not taking advantage of it. So that's a big issue. We got educated people to go get checked out.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, sir.
No, thank you. All right, so that concludes the survey. I would like to thank you for helping us out and completing the survey and taking your time to answer those questions. Thank you once again. Enjoy the rest of the day.
It was my pleasure. It was my pleasure, young man. And hopefully this won't help you. I'm going to tell you that now. You're speaking to the choir on some of these survey questions, and that it's up to the American people to vote. Remember, World War II, one vote got us in that war, we saved the world. Remember, in 1892, when there was one vote that they got rid of Reconstruction, and that set black people back 150 years. So maybe it might be one vote this time that save us again. We'll see. Maybe it might be your vote. You never know. You might be a Republican, independent, or you might want to vote for Kennedy, which I hope you don't. But if you do, that's your choice. And because I work for the polling sites and been a chief for the last 30 years, man, everybody's got the right to vote. God bless them. God bless America. We love it. Peace.
That's for sure. Everybody has the right to vote. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Peace be with you. God bless.
Mm-hmm.